We might be digging.
Is it? It's Tuesday. Aww. I think it's double kitty time. 107.7 The Island. Your adorable, adoptable pet of the week with Voice for Companion Animals.
Can you hear him?
Is it Becky?
It is.
See, I'm getting better with the names.
Gosh, that's awesome.
That's not bad. For a guy my age.
Oh, who is that little sweetness?
This is Socks.
Hi, Socks.
Yeah. How come the other one won't come out of the cage?
Well, that one is pretty terrified.
Yeah.
So we're just going to kind of watch and see how he does.
Would it be recommended to open it and see if he comes out on his own?
Probably not.
No?
Okay. Not unless you want to dig claws
Would it be recommended if I stuck my finger in the cage?
Sure.
I'm sticking my finger in there.
He will handle that fine.
It's coming.
Plus, I have 10 of them. If worst case scenario.
No, you got extra.
The new environment, everything. He's kind of terrified.
Are they related?
No.
What made you bring these two in particular?
Because Becky is fostering both of these two right now.
Oh, Becky, you're a saint. You are an angel.
You know, as long as you brought it up, Laura, I do believe the Bible does say something that it is our responsibility to take care of the animals.
Yes.
So, yes.
Hi.
I don't know if 100% saint, but you're... Becky, you're right there.
She can see it from where she is.
Yeah, you could see it. So could you.
Because of the dimness of this studio, you can see the halo illuminating over her head. It's amazing.
Not to take anything away from the seriousness, the serious nature of your jobs.
Coming your way.
Hi.
Socks is now visiting Laura.
Two beautiful cats. What is the one Laura is holding?
Socks.
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 Did we get Socks vetted?
Yes.
I mean... Spayed, right?
She's not spayed yet.
Okay.
She has her next appointment. Hi.
She is definitely big enough for her spay, and
she's a lovely
cat.
She's
like a buff, light caramel color with white socks.
Yes, and she's a explorer. I'm not sure she's gonna go to you.
Okay. She's not your typical orange cat.
No, this is like a buff.
No, she's very soft color.
I have a head.
There's a head.
What's the word you used, Robin?
Buff.
I never heard that before.
Buff colored.
Yeah,
and
she's.
Then if you want to see, I have a head.
There's Rascal. Look at over
Rascal's
there.
Head.
Rascal's
Rascal.
Coming out.
Gray with white.
Rascal's black and white. But
gray
let's.
And white. Gray and white.
Gray and white. Gray and white.
Yep.
Oh, he's precious.
Go back to the word buff. What is that?
It's like a light caramel.
Yeah.
Not the gold. But like a lighter.
Yeah, she's like a chamois colored tan.
Yeah.
Yes. And she's soft like a chamois, aren't you? Yes. She's like how I like my coffee with lots of cream and just a touch of coffee flavor in it. Yes.
That is a beautiful, beautiful cat.
Yes. Come here, Socks. Let's see your pretty little
face. She seems very comfortable with you, Robin. Do you think that would... be the case for anybody that she ends up living with?
You know, if they just need a calm.
And some time, maybe.
Calm, maybe a little older children, calm. Give them their place. Everybody needs a place that's like theirs to hide. Everybody.
Yeah.
And that's really important for your pets as well. Give them their place where you don't mess with them. You know, I have a friend who was taught years ago by her own mom that... Hey, this is their area. You don't bother them. You don't want to be bothered in your area. Don't be bothering them in their area.
If they want to see you, they'll come and see you.
Yes. So give them time, give them space. And these guys, this one will be up for adoption soon. Rascal's going to be a little special project, but he is ready. But if you're open to opening up your home to making a difference, Rascal will come out. It'll just take some time to let him adjust.
Yeah, he was out here. He was already out here, so he did good. He did real good.
I've had him since December, and it took about a month before he would come out of the cage and really interact. But he was found as a stray and outside, and he's...
Never been socialized, and
he's
so...
He's an adult cat, but he loves all other animals. He
Aww.
Is her best friend.
Oh, so is that why they're together?
Yes.
Oh, they need to get
here.
They need to get
Somebody's
adopted
purring.
Together.
That would be a dream.
So that they could have emotional support together. Yep. Yes.
But once he gets comfortable, he'll come curl up on your lap and cuddle and purr.
Oh,
and
that's the best part of cats.
And we are getting so many calls about cats and kittens, and I found this one and all that. So, you know, we're always looking for fosters. We only have so much room. Adoptions would be great to free up space. Adopt.
Voice for Companion Animals, a nonprofit in Grand Island striving to keep pets in their homes with their caring owner. They also have amazing pets available for adoption. See Sox and what's Nervous Guy's name?
Rascal.
Rascal and Sox.
Welcome to the conversation.
Rascal and Sox will be playing live at Hy-Vee. No, wait. That's Rascal Martinez. All right, this is Rascal the cat and Sox the cat.
Are you getting confused?
See pictures in the easily. Pictures in the blog section of 1077theisland.com. You said she is not fixed yet?
No, but Rascal is, as Fransman says, hip fixed and microchipped.
There you have it. Find out more, 527-8228. It's a 402, this portion of the huge broadcast. It's brought to you by Pro Team Design. See what they can do. Screen printing.
Ask us about adopting today.
Embroidery. What happened? Well, you guys are talking when I'm talking. I can't.
You can't multitask. We know you're a male. We just came up with a new slogan for our next T-shirt. Yeah,
hip fixed and microchip.
That should be it. I don't need any credit for that.
Ask us.
I would like a little love from Sox as McGovern.
We were gonna have it say as Fransman says with a big picture view on the front.
You could do that.
Oh yeah.
I'm hip. I'm not microchipped, and I'm not fixed. Warning, ladies.
You're a problem.
Hi, baby.
And a project.
And we've heard food aggressive, right?
I can
food
be.
Food motivated.
I have been known
food
to.
Food motivated, okay. Look treat motivated.
Little, look at your little treat diamond
motivated.
Face.
That's this one. He is food motivated.
It's a guy thing.
How I caught him this morning.
Robin and Becky, thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Maybe we'll see you this weekend at PetSmart. We're going to be doing their Adopt Joy event on Saturday.
Excellent.
So we'll be out there.
Fantastic.
Come see us.
See pictures, and I urge you to check out this blog, listen to this interview, but I also urge you to share it so that the more people that see this, the better chances of some adoption.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.